And this sequence ends with a poem called Regarding Wave. This is perhaps the most difficult of these poems. The Hindu and Buddhist conception of creation is that of a continuous creation. If someone were to ask them the old stock missionary question, who created the world? Where did it all start? Hindus and Buddhists would not be able to answer because they do not conceive of the world as having been created in time, as an object, then to sort of wear out or something. They see it as a continuing thing, which is the waves of energy or the waves of the dance. And this can be seen as sound sometimes, or it can be seen as heat, or it can be seen as light, or it can be seen as consciousness itself. According to one Hindu system, Brahma, when he's not in a trance, opens his mouth, and the goddess voice comes out, voice or vak. She is the consciousness in all things and the existing energy in all things. Hence, voice is very important in India. And the Indian theories of poetry are all very aware of this. And vak is the muse, voice, the goddess voice. Vak is the muse in India. Also, perhaps better known as the muse under another name, Sarasvati, which means literally the flowing one. They say the natural poetry of the planet is the sound of flowing water and the wind blowing in the trees. Regarding wave, the voice of the Dharma, the voice now, a shimmering bell through all. Every hill still, every tree alive, every leaf, all the slopes flow. Old woods, new seedlings, tall grasses, plumes. Dark hollows, peaks of light. Wind stirs the cool side, each leaf living. All the hills. The voice is a wife to him still. Om Ah Hum.